Can I go first? All right, can I steal this from the back of your laptop? So this is the technical functions design. To do the design, I've had a look online, I've had a look at the homepage, which has given us some inspiration from previous products. I've had a look at the previous products to see what they offer, and I would like to ask you guys for your ideas about the design at the end of the meeting. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to talk outside the meeting room. So. Having a look at the existing products, I found out that it tends to come in sort of two extremes. There's either a very complicated one that's got lots of buttons, lots of colours, very confusing, you don't know what you're doing. In that case, the labelling tends to be very bad. There's an example I'll show you at the end. In fact, I could show you now. You see just here, there's a button there and there. This one's prog Sorry, that one's Prog and that one's Prog. And it doesn't really tell you what it does. I'm not sure if you had a look at the other control in that example. It's a very simple one. It's got only the basic functions, but it's the same size as the hard to use one. It looks a bit clunky. They're very big and not very much used for actual buttons. And it's just very hard to access the advanced functions. There's nothing, for instance, for a slow motion button. My own preferences, I prefer the clunky one. It's very easy to use, but unfortunately it does lack the advanced functions, which I quite like having on the controls. So I believe that the advanced functions should maybe be hidden in a drawer or something that can be pulled out from the bottom of it. So, I'd like to ask for your preferences. Not sure how long we've got. Clicky one is the one on the right. I think it's supposed to be the same size, but it's got much fewer buttons. It's very spread out and kind of, you get the idea, it'd be sort of about this size. Yeah. It's got very few buttons on it. And do we have any functions we'd want on it? I mean, so far I've got on and off, switch the channel up and down, and put the volume up and down. They're just the very basics you could use for a TV. Okay. You say that's a required one or a requested one? Is it like the channels, like the numbers on the thing? Yeah. To start with, sort of a bit both. We need to find out exactly what we have to have, and after that, we can add things if they're possible. On and off, volume channel, and skip to certain channels with the numbers.
Set up very rarely. Maybe they're maybe that's the only kind of essential requirements, and then maybe just things that would be nice if it could do would be things like audio setup and display setup and things like that, maybe like a mute button, that sort of thing. Any of the anything that I can add at all? No. Okay. Right. Okay, if we can move on to the next presentation then, please.
This is. Just waste them.
So that we kind of think, well, what's the cumulative effect of what we've taken from your ideas and mine? Because certainly I have a hard time separating things completely. Obviously, what you just told me, impacts a lot on what like market research and that I do. So how do I get this?
I think maybe the wire in the back might be loose.
Before I bring this up, what I'll just say is what I've done is tried to collect some information so that I can then relay this to you guys so that it's now becomes a collective thing, and then kind of lead us in the direction of deciding, okay, what are our options? What should we decide? And, do you know what I mean? So. touches on your comments there, David. These are the age groups which we have information on. And these are, this is a table of what people would pay more for a certain feature. Just giving us a rough idea of where the will to spend money on TV equipment is. Mostly focused around the 25 age group.
Yeah, so do you think we're aiming at a fairly young market then?
Yeah, sort of young professional.
Yeah. Do you think voice recognition is something we should really seriously consider?
Well, did you not say it was the adults that were going for the voice recognition, sort of the older group?
Yeah. It does fit with the market that we're sort of identifying.
I think we are going to have to narrow it down, so let's target these people and give them what they want. Because, there needs to be some kind of selling point to it.
Yeah.
So, anybody, anything to add, just kind of young professionals, if we are going to include speech recognition, it's kind of between 15 and 35, seems to be like a really high response to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say...
I think 25 to 35 is fair to add that in as well, because that's more than half your group of people who are willing to use tribal music technology.
Yeah.
Okay, so 15 to 35, fairly young, they have a bit of a standard kind of spend in the service there.
I think perhaps the age group is significant as well, because those are people who use a computer. Who are familiar with computers in the everyday world.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who are maybe about, I wouldn't say 35, but people who are 40-ish and above now would not be so dependent and reliant on a computer or a mobile phone or something like that.
So
these are people who are gadgety, right? People who are growing up used to, the schools and the universities when they go into their working lives.
Yeah.
People
who
would
much shy away from something quite high tech.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Okay, so shall we make the decision to include speech recognition?
If we can.
I think one thing we should try not to avoid is not to say we have to use speech recognition right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because based on what everybody's saying, right, you want something simple. You want basic stuff, and you want something that's easy to use. Speech recognition might not be the simplest thing for somebody to use.
Could it be an on-off thing? If you want it.
But what I'm saying is that we're trying to lock ourselves into a particular kind of technology rather than focusing on exactly what are the features that we're going to say and then, say speech recognition is good for this, speech recognition is not good for this.
Sure.
So maybe I suggest that we think about speech recognition.
Sure.
It's something that can be used to fulfill a function, but at the end of the day, we don't look at the technology, but we look at the function first.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, well, do you want to... give us your presentation and then we can. Might have been a good idea to all deliver our presentations and then discuss.
Yeah,
but this
could be get ideas out while they're fresh in mind.
Exactly. And something that's just occurred to me as well is if we make it if we incorporate speech recognition, that's appealing to people maybe with physical disability as well.
Yeah. And not losing, and also it helps in terms of people not losing this, they're saying, I lose it in the couch.
Yeah.
But what we're sort of getting into here is mating different design features together.
I reckon one problem with speech recognition is I've actually seen one of them used, and the technology it was in that one wasn't particularly amusing. So you end up yelling at the control for hours, channel up.
Oh, really? You've seen one before.
Do you think maybe we need further advances in that kind of area until it's worthwhile?
I think it'd probably be quite expensive to put in.
Well, this is just the working design. This is just how I would go about it. I guess I try to define what we're doing now. We try to define what we're trying to get done. I think in a practical way, we kind of know what it is. We've used it. We're familiar with it, but we haven't narrowed down exactly what the things we're trying to fulfill. Desire is the basics. I think back in the back of our minds, we know what the basics are. It's to change channels, it's to change volume, but in specifics, right, which one of the basics are you trying to target?
Mm-hmm.
Are there certain parts of the basics that are more important or less important than the basics? The idea is just to get everybody to... I usually have a design that's there as a basic. So, things that to start everything going. But I guess everybody does have some ideas, so I don't think we need for that. what the user is telling the device, and the device has to, you know, based on you push button A, so I'll do something with button A. So maybe button A is the power button. Okay. And then it needs to be able to send a signal to the device itself, which is the receiver here. And I think that's about it in terms of my design. It's fairly general. And I guess the purpose of this is also not to restrict you in the way you're thinking, like voice recognition, right? If it's something which is important, then we just add more power rather than having to think that we don't have enough power. So it's not really a constraint in that sense, but I mean, these are functionally, you know, the base what technology has to do. So I guess the rest of it, I think we should, maybe you want to go back to what the functions are? I think that's more relevant to the discussion.
Well, do you want to finish that?
Sure.
Your little
yeah,
presentation?
I'm done.
Are you all done?
Yeah. So it's just putting the rest of it into words, but it's essentially the same thing. You have a transmitter, an input device, logic chip.
And like on the since we're on the topic of the technology, are there any like what are our options? Is this the only way that we go about it, or are there other?
These aren't technology options in that sense.
Right.
This is just
basic principles
and basic components that are needed.
Right.
For example, if you needed to add a voice recognition, right, then your user interface would be split, broken down into more components, right, which you have a microphone, a VR, and stuff like that.
So it's just a type of modularism.
Yeah. So each component represents one function, but I think the basic functions of the logic, the transmitter, and the receiver, okay, and the power are things that you won't have to care about. And those are things that, based on what your user interface requires, then we'll add more functionality to it. There might be one other consideration, which would be the transmission between the remote control and the TV, for example.
Okay.
Are we going to restrict ourselves to using the traditional technologies of the infrared thing? Because that's something you need to actually be physically pointing to.
Okay.
Right.
Well, worry that was kind of expressed in the new requirements was that if we made this too complex, it would affect how long it took us to get this to market. So I suspect it might be a good idea just to restrict our kind of our creative influence on this on the user interface and not worry so much about how we transmit it. Because I mean, it's tried and tested infrared, so
there might be one other problem with the transmission. In particular, right now, since we're talking about voice recognition, if somebody's gonna talk to the device, you ideally want them to hold it to them. You may not require that, but you know, it's something very natural, I guess. You know, to hold it, signal to the user, and push a button maybe to start talking about it. Then you need to send the signal out. So because if you're using infrared, the line of sight. Say the TV's at that chair and I'm standing in front of here and the transmitter is here, it blocks it.
Okay.
So in that sense, there's not really a restriction, but it's something which you may have to think about later on in the process, not so much further.
And just a clarification before we finish this, is our controller, does it have the option of being on a standard frequency as all of the other equipment so that the one controller can control
there's not much
several pieces of
specific information, but I think that one, the indication of infrared means that you're just targeting traditional devices.
Yeah.
Because infrared is something which everybody has.
Well, we've in the new requirements spec, said just to focus
just
on the TV,
right.
So that's what we should do for now, I think.
Okay.
Something I was wondering about is the power. Is it worth considering like having like a charging unit as opposed to just regular batteries? Is that something you really want to go into, do you think, or should
there's
you just consider
from a component point of view, there's added complexity, and you add cost to it, and then there's probably the fact that you need another physical component. You need a docking cradle, for example, where you put it into charge, or you need to get the user to plug it in. And most users are already used to the idea of buying batteries and putting it into the controller, but unless the controller is going to consume a lot of batteries, like he's going to run through like 20 batteries a month, then I don't think rechargeable is something we should, really
need. Okay, so just stick to right. So basically, I'm just going to just recap what I said at the start, is that the whole point of this meeting was to absolutely finalize who we're going to aim this at and what exactly the product's going to do. also the the actual functions of what it's going to do. Do you want to recap on that, Chris?
I think we used to say that it was going to be the most basic stuff possible. On off, up and down channels, up and down volume, and skip to a channel. So.
And is it going to include any of the more advanced features, or are we going to eliminate those?
I think we include mute, but apart from that, I think we go for the simpleness.
Okay. Is it not an option still that we include some things just as a sort of under a door?
Yeah.
Because what I'd be a bit worried about is if someone had previously developed habits of expecting to control surround sound or this and that with their controller, and then they, you know, they get ours, it doesn't have that. I don't know if that'd be a problem.
Another thing that you were saying about categorizing controls, maybe I could suggest we break them down into three simple categories.
Yeah.
One would be audio controls.
Mm-hmm.
Video controls.
Okay.
And the other one would be a device. This may not map very well to advanced functionality, especially, but I think that from a manufacturer's point of view,
yeah.
A person designing the device, but I think from a point of view of a person using the device, you know, a TV is something they see and something they hear,
mm-hmm.
And it's something they do other things to, like turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
So what we could have is like three buckets, mm-hmm. right, that we could throw things into, like if you want this feature, let's throw it into there.
Yeah.
And then from there decide when it's basic or it's non-basic.
Okay.
I mean, it might help with the visualization.
Okay.
And it would actually help with the component build
mm-hmm.
as well.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, I've got 5 minutes to wrap up now. Next thing we're doing is have lunch. And then we're going to have 30 minutes of working on the next stage. So I'll be putting in minutes of this meeting into the project documents folder. So, I guess just to confirm that we know what we're doing in the next 30 minutes after lunch anyway, for our industrial designer, we're going to be thinking about the components concept. The user interface designer, we're going to be thinking about our user interface, and marketing, we're going to be thinking about trend watching. And then I'll get specific instructions as well. So, I know just to ask now if you've got anything else you've thought about while we've been talking. Do you want to start with David, then from Occidental?
I just wanted to ask then before we wrap up, should we agree for sake of sort of clarity and when we resume that we'll use this idea David's proposed where we think of these three sort of buckets and anything we discuss about them is sort of, okay, we're talking about this.
Uh-huh.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just about the three buckets, what would go in the device functions one?
Things like on-off, because they don't have anything to do with what you see.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of picture and the entertainment value, you know, so,
channel.
And channel, because the on-off also goes, you know, like on-off like power, not on-off sound, not on-off video, although you don't turn off the video on your TV, but you might want to, you know, turn off the sound, say you want to pick up the phone, there's a mute button, right? So
okay.
you have a choice of putting it onto others or a device. Device is basically anything which we can't categorize, right?
Okay, so you're going to have audio, which is going to be like, you know, these bass settings and actual volume.
Yeah, anything to do with what you hear, right?
Okay.
You know, you put that into audio.
Okay, and then
video is anything that you can see.
Okay. So brightness, contrast,
yeah.
Things like that. And then just actual device things
yeah.
like what channel you're watching,
sure.
turning on and all,
okay.
stuff like that. Okay.
I suppose quite likely what would happen is in the device category there might be some which are just like the habitual standard and then others which are maybe a bit more
like
mm-hmm.
random which we have no other place to put,
yeah.
but we need it somewhere there.
Okay.
Even if it doesn't map very clearly, what happens is that people at least have some in their mind. It's easy
Yeah.